Hello listener, I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text at any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by Mark's Return to Detroit. I've now crunched the numbers and understand the truth. Mark thinks Katrina is special because his lowest common denominator is Detroit. Katrina, better than Detroit. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
That took so much work to insult me.
Her face.
To insult him.
She was so angry.
The time you put into that, though. I mean, that really has to say something about
I know.
You.
I know. Honestly, I just... First of all, that wasn't me. That's the internet. Okay?
Oh, yes, of course. Of
and
course.
The internet doesn't take a lot of time
She's
to do things. She's the internet. So... Anyway, welcome to the show. It's on the internet. It's on the internet. I said that backwards, didn't I?
Yeah. Yep. It's the show that's on the internet.
Welcome to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the internet.
On the internet. Yay. We're live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time. You should check us out because there's no excuse not to. Right, Katrina?
Nothing.
Thanks, Katrina. Really like the right you threw in there.
Right.
Already writing. We haven't even made it one.
I don't even know what I was going to write.
We're not
now.
Even 2 minutes into the show, and
it's
you're
not the
already
word
writing
I wanted
stuff.
To write.
It starts with a P.
Yep. And it looks like I got stuck on two words.
All right. Well, moving on from the P.
P.
Yeah, this is on the internet. You can't call us. We don't have a phone system, but you can text us 31. What? That's my all. I almost gave
up. Like, wait. That's
my
not
personal
the number.
Phone number. Don't do that one. It's 505-750-0304. So
something like that.
Call that. Don't call it. Text it. I'm frazzled.
Text it. Do you? Are you ready? Are you prepared to do a show tonight?
He is not.
You do not seem like you're up for this.
You guys don't know what I went through.
I know. I'm like on pins and needles.
Yes, we
I
really
totally
want to hear this story.
I just have so many stories about Matthew that. Well, it's not even really that many. It's just one long,
it's one really big
horrific
one.
Tale.
That's it's not like, shocking yeah, now when it comes
horrible.
To Matthew.
But we do have other things to talk about. Like, we
like
can
what?
Talk about, like, now what you're doing now that Mark's gone.
No.
And what your life's like. Cameron's back from Mexico. So we could talk about
Lame.
That. Golden Globes. We usually like to talk about award shows.
We do.
Yep.
You didn't watch them,
nope.
Did you?
If she figures. Doesn't come over to our house, she does not watch
I mean,
them.
But wait, that was on a Sunday, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I have no excuse.
Yeah. And I'm in the middle of a weight loss challenge, so there's
Woo!
That.
Woo!
Yeah.
With who?
With Cameron and Nick and Colby. Well, not really Colby, but...
Yeah, not Colby.
It's a duo partners thing, and...
Speaking of which,
the struggle is real for Colby. Yeah.
Did he hear about the thing we did
No, that's
last
also
week?
On the list. Is any fallout from that? So, I mean, I guess we'll just get started because you just kind of...
Well, we mentioned Colby. I had to ask.
Spoiler alert about every... Well, I mentioned every topic. You just have to jump right into them? Is that what happens?
Yeah, basically.
You did not mention Colby yet. You had not mentioned Colby yet.
I think I might have. I did
I
because I said he was part of our weight loss challenge.
Which is when I then ask, by the way, did he hear about last week's show? So it was a good segue. So
you win this round.
Thank you.
But...
It took a lot of work.
I will remove that... acceptance of your win from the final version of this show.
Whatever. Just tell me. Just tell me.
Work.
Did he hear about last week's episode?
No,
or
I don't
not?
Think so.
Okay. Really? Was that so hard? We really had to go around that big circle. Would you say no?
Well, I was gonna make it more dramatic. You know.
Ooh.
Just gonna play like some music or something. Make it real dramatic.
Really?
That's the only music I have on this tab. So. Or I have this. That just doesn't
that's
seem
awful.
As appropriate. As...
No, that's. Definitely
oh, I also
not.
Have this.
No,
that's your music.
Yeah, that's also,
also
my
your music.
Music.
That's kind of also
music.
Your music.
Kind of my music.
She has lots of music
we don't,
on
we
here.
We do talk about that.
Oh, that's
just me.
That's just you.
That's also me. That's not me.
That's 2 years from now.
That's me.
So, where do you want to start?
At the beginning.
Can I get this Matthew? Well, I don't know. I feel like I
no,
should
I feel
talk
like you
about
should
Matthew
wait.
Up front.
You should wait about Matthew until the next segment.
People will just be like, oh no, Matthew, and then quickly
I don't think
click
people will
out.
Make it through the show. Actually, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. Matt, do you think Matthew's
a good
topic?
I think we just need to, we need to hold it off.
Okay, well, what are you going to talk about first?
We could talk about the Golden Globes and fill Katrina in on what she
missed.
Yeah,
totally fill me
in
on things I'm not going to know about.
There's no chance the Golden Globes are first segment worthy. They're so boring.
Well, you don't have anything on that list that's first segment worthy.
Let's talk about butts.
Cameron wants to talk about butts. I mean, okay, here's what won best drama motion picture, Boyhood. Ever seen it?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
I just recently heard of it. Like maybe yesterday, day before.
Best musical or comedy motion picture was The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes. I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Best animated feature film, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
I have not seen that. I'm so mad. I want to.
It was cute. We saw it.
Best screenplay, Birdman.
If you ever hung out with us, Katrina.
You made that up.
No, Birdman.
You made that up.
Birdman. Right there, Birdman.
Who's in it?
Kevin.
Emma Stone's in it.
Emma Stone.
Kevin.
That guy who played
Costner?
Batman. Who's the guy who played Batman?
Are you kidding me?
No, yeah. Another one. Michael Keaton? That's him. Michael
really?
Keaton.
Kevin.
Michael
Kevin.
Keaton's Birdman. That's who
cool.
it is.
Can't
Michael Keaton. Yeah. Patricia Arquette's the best supporting actress. Eddie Redmayne is best actor.
Okay,
I mean, these
just
suck.
Just stop. Just stop.
Look at that list. Tell me if there's anyone on there that's even interesting. There's
anyone
there's
or movie?
Anything. So anything on there that stands out. It was the most disappointing Golden Globes of all time.
Fargo. Not as in like something interesting, just that one stands out
to me. I said, say something if you see something interesting. And she goes, Fargo, but that's not interesting.
You said something or something that stands out. That one stands out to me.
Why does it stand out? Because it's called Fargo?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, we all know why I'm here.
Actually, I don't. I know.
I really thought you were going to fill me in because I don't need.
Yeah, I think I asked you and that's why you're here.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing good on that list.
Nope, not at all.
I mean, when they gave, I literally turned off the TV when they gave the best original score to something other than Inception or Gone Girl.
I do want to see the
Interstellar.
I do want to see the theory of everything.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to see it too, but I don't know.
But that's also just because I really like that main actor because he's cute.
I feel like
he's the one that won best.
I feel like it's a
Eddie
chick flick.
Redmayne.
Like I really
know it is. It is.
Well, I'm on this science kick because of Interstellar and, you know, Stephen Hawking's a physicist, you know, but I don't think it's going to be about Stephen Hawking really at all.
I think it's going to be about him and his little wifey there.
Okay, so can you tell me who J.K. Simmons is? Have I seen anything with
him? Yeah, he's moderately like probably like a C-level actor. He's in a lot of comedies and like small roles.
Okay, so I don't know him.
He's I think his biggest role is playing J. Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man movies.
I don't like Spider-Man. He's the one that I do not watch.
You have to see.
I watch all of them, but
actors.
Spider-Man. I could not get past
all of them.
The small Spider-Man.
Did you see Daredevil?
Yes.
What about Dread?
I don't think so.
Yeah, and then you don't see all of them. You big fat.
I also think when we talked about the Avengers, she was very confused and had not seen all of them.
No, I have. I just couldn't remember them. But I have seen all of them, but I did not watch Spider-Man.
What do you think Miss Golden Globe does?
Nothing.
Because this year it was Greer, G-R-E-E-R, Grammer.
No, that's
Kelsey Grammer's daughter.
They give out the Golden Globes. They're the person that hands the Golden Globes to everyone, and they show them how to get on and off stage.
They're just a pretty face.
Basically.
Then why is it Greer Grammer? She
because
was hot, actually.
Every year it's a actor or actress or singer or someone's daughter or daughter.
Why?
Daughter or daughter.
Well, I was going to say daughter or son, but it's always a daughter, I guess. That's
just
how
we all
is.
Want a pretty face.
What kind of tradition is that? That's stupid.
Sexism.
It is. Men have just as much right to be Golden Globe giver outers as everyone else on the earth.
Okay, yeah, you go get him.
No,
go get him.
He's going to be the next Golden Globe giver outer.
Men don't want that, actually.
I know. They want to see a pretty girl.
Can we talk about the weight loss challenge?
Go
sure.
for it.
I really want to talk about in this. So it's a weight loss challenge. There's not a lot to say.
What is that?
But I mean, it's me and Cameron and Nick really trying to lose pounds for mostly inspired by our trip to Colorado in July, but also because I'm fat.
So we know it's going to be in July?
Yeah, it's July 11th through the 18th. I text you this.
No, you didn't.
And said, save $350 each.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And you said, okay.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So make
right,
sure
okay,
you do that.
At break, I will get my calendar out. I will write it in my calendar.
Make sure you do that. Kay. But anyway, so, you know, I just want to be able to, like, walk up trails and not die. You know, that type of thing.
Already
And we all hold each other accountable, so it works really well. Matthew.
Oh, no.
He was talking about how he gained 5 pounds this week after his surgery, which none of us... a whole thing on in and of itself.
Yeah, we'll
how you gain
later.
5 pounds doing nothing is beyond me, but...
Where he works.
I know.
Well, he couldn't go to
but
work.
But he's not at work.
Just eating
he's,
the food
he's
alone.
He's just sitting on his couch.
Is enough.
But anyway, I offered, I said, hey, we want to join our weight loss challenge. And he said, sure. So I said, I need your start weight and your goal weight. And he said his start weight was 175 and his goal was 160.
So 15 pounds.
There ain't no way.
Well, I immediately text back 275 because I thought he made a typo. And no, he confirmed. He said, no, I'm 175. I need to lose 15 pounds.
There's no way.
It's just, I don't, no.
No, there's no way.
His scale is broken. Have you seen him?
Matthew, I know he's listening. We're bringing in a scale next week, and you're going to step on it. If you're 175, I'm going to poop a chicken.
He's not that short. He is...
He's 5'4".
My thing is,
he says the target weight for just for reference, and this is from Matthew, so take it for what it's worth.
I really kind of want to look
up
the
target weight is 140, which would make him 35 pounds overweight.
Well, my thing is...
That would maybe be
more likely.
He wears
baggy clothes... But even then, like, you don't, I don't know, I just, 15 pounds is enough.
That would, I'm almost 2 Matthews at that weight.
That doesn't seem right.
I'm not around him enough, and I kind of like it that way.
I'm almost like 2 full-grown dogs and a dead baby bigger than Matthew.
Yeah.
There's
Matthew
no way
is lighter than
much.
You, apparently. There's no chance, unless he's made of marshmallow, which he might be, actually. He's really jiggly. He might just be all skin.
No.
He's like Clem.
Gross.
Chris understood that.
I did.
That's gross.
It's my Clem face.
So I said, no, you're not allowed because you have to lose at least 50 pounds to even be in the contest.
15 pounds is not enough because I can't even imagine that's a healthy weight for him.
Well, it's a competition. You can't lose 15 pounds. You'll win.
Oh, 2 weeks later, I'm done.
Also, I'm really mad.
Well, to be fair, he might only lose 5 and then plateau where he can't lose anymore because he's not going to be determined
enough. There's no chance he would win regardless.
Well, and he works at McDonald's. That's all he eats. Yeah. There's no way.
So let me
regardless.
Change gears from flappy fat.
Great
man.
Segue. Great crit. Damn it! Great
high five.
Transition.
We're the best. We're the best on the radio.
It's contagious.
So
damn it.
Changing gears real quick.
Yes.
Tell me if you think this is fair. Okay,
no.
About our weight loss challenge. Okay.
Okay.
So we can't do a race to our goals, and we can't do pounds lost as a figure because Cameron's goal is half of mine because I want to lose like 110 pounds and he wants to lose like 50.
Kay.
So we can't say, the person who loses the most wins because then theoretically Cameron wouldn't have a chance against me because I could lose 75 pounds.
Right.
Okay. So Nick thought up, well, let's do percentages of weight lost.
That's what I was thinking.
But I don't know if that's fair either.
No, I had a different thing in mind.
Well, let's say like Cameron is 100 pounds and loses 1 pound. That's 1% of his body weight lost. Where if I'm 300 and I lose 1, that's 0.3%. So I have to lose 3 pounds for every one of Cameron's in order for me to be tied with him. That doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't, but hypothetically, it's going to be easier for you to lose weight
and
once
was,
you start
and that
than
was
he will.
Nick's reasoning as well is that it's easier to lose weight the fatter you are.
Can you think of another way to do it?
Well, I was thinking like the percentage of like muscle, like your muscle percentage or your percent of body fat, like the most or the biggest decrease in your percent of body fat.
My thought was is like I need to lose 50 pounds. If I lose 20 pounds, then that puts me at 40% of my goal.
Sure, math.
So,
but still, for me to be 40% of my goal, I have to lose your goal, the entire thing. And I mean,
he still has to lose more than you.
I think the problem is there's no way to make it absolutely fair.
No,
there's only a way to make it fairer.
My idea was let Colby pick the winner.
That's not fair.
Why?
It's Colby.
So?
Colby does love you more than anyone else.
No, he would be fair.
I think another problem is, it's like, for example, if I hit my goal, I'm going to look more like Colby than these guys.
Yeah.
So if Colby judges us off.
What are you saying, man? You saying you're going to be prettier than me when you meet your goal?
I'm going to look like Bradley Cooper when I have lost all this weight.
Bradley Cooper. You don't even like Bradley Cooper.
Who's a famous Jew? I'm going to look I'm gonna
actually
look like...
I know one. I just can't. I don't know his name, but I know one.
Ben Stiller, a Jew.
You know who you're gonna...
Ben Stiller. I don't want to be like him.
You know who you're
pick
gonna
another
look
Jew.
Like...
Wait, wait. You're gonna look like the guy in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm gonna look like Larry David. That's too hung. I'm gonna look like Jerry Seinfeld when I've lost all the weight. God, I'm gonna be ugly no matter what.
Oh, you're cute.
So mad. I just don't feel like that's fair.
No.
But at the same time, I don't know a better
way.
How
do we just make it a contest between you and the other kid?
Well, I honestly...
And leave Cameron out of it.
Well, because Nick's going to lose. There's no doubt. I don't think he's even playing right now.
Well,
like,
we also don't believe his weight.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't believe his weight at all.
I feel like his weight...
Is he like a Matthew weight?
Is he,
yeah.
He wanna, like,
I feel
what,
like it's under what he loses like.
But what is his... you don't have to tell me his weight, but how much does he want to lose?
80? Or 70? Something right around there. 70 to 80. And Cameron is the tallest of all of us. He's 6'2"? 6'1"? I'm 5'11". So, and I want to get basically to Cameron's goal weight, but like 5 or 10 pounds less, but that's because of the height difference. So me and Cameron are on the same track. He's just got 100 pounds head start. Where Nick is 5'8"? And he's like in the middle of us, but he looks as big, if not bigger, than me. He does. I carry all my weight right here.
Yeah.
So most people carry their weight like kind of everywhere. I kind of got, you know, Jew face happening.
But yeah, I don't think your Jew face is ever.
I don't know what I can do about that.
Yeah, that's
like a bowling ball with a toupee on. That's what I look like most of the time. But
yep.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that.
What was it supposed to prove?
I'm a bowling ball with a toupee on.
Your glasses
No. You need to make a hole in your mouth really help.
There, one sec. Let's zoom in.
Make your face less round.
There we go.
Make a hole with your mouth. Make like... There we go.
Put your finger
in. No.
Put your finger
in. I was thinking your eyes were the two holes.
Oh, that's grotesque. It hurt my eyes.
That's
man.
What a bowling ball is. I'm not going to shove them up your nose. I'm going to make it where it's...
Boy, I got two holes right here. Put him in.
It's gonna be really weird if you lose all that weight. I've never seen you skinny.
I've never seen me skinny either, and I probably never will.
You will
not with that attitude.
Well, Cameron's keeping me in line. He has full range as a last resort to punch me in the balls if I get there.
Last resort 2 days later. It was like two
minutes.
If you see me cheat, you could punch me right in the balls.
That is true.
The next day, he was like, as a last resort.
That is accurate.
Punch me right in the balls. And I was like, ah, da, da, da.
Chris doesn't think that you're committed because she thinks that you want me to fail so you will win.
Oh, I did say that because yesterday he was texting that picture of cinnamon rolls.
And I told him no.
Yeah, he
you did.
Did.
But before you did that, I said he's going to tell you yes because it's a competition.
Oh, no, I won't do that.
Yeah. We're both trying to get thin. Because it benefits
get
both
thin
of us.
There's nothing besides being skinny. There's no, like, prize.
Yeah, exactly.
If there is, I wasn't told about
it. Yeah, we didn't think of a prize at all. Well, I mean, the prize is that we get to verbally berate whoever loses, you know, for now until the rest of time. That's a prize enough.
Colby wanted to be in on it, but he wanted to gain weight.
So yeah.
Like,
yeah, Colby.
You can't be in this competition.
Colby wants to get bigger. Yeah. He wants
He's
to turn into a cloud.
Huge.
You have to explain this to me.
Okay, I'll show you the cloud. Cameron said, I told them to Google cloud person because they had never heard it.
I found
and when they Googled cloud person, they actually found a cartoon of cloud people. So I'm just gonna actually pull up the picture you sent because it was highly accurate.
I almost sent Colby that picture and be like, "Do you want this to be you?"
Look at that, and then
oh gross,
show it to Chris, and then I'll show
that
it to
that makes
Tara.
A lot of
that's
sense.
That's what
for
he wants to be though.
Does he really want to be that?
I don't think he wants to be that big.
I don't think he
well,
wants to do that. Here, you want me to
I mean, the camera? Biggest issue is the fact, like,
yeah,
no
here,
one
I'll
wants a bodybuilder.
Right,
no one wants a bodybuilder.
Okay, I don't think he wants
like that.
That.
Like a competition bodybuilder. That's what I mean.
Colby doesn't realize that he looks disproportionate. But he does. His arms are so big. His arms are so big and his legs are so tiny. And he thinks his legs
don't forget leg day.
His legs aren't tiny.
Can you that's go back not, to camera
but,
one real quick?
But just because his arms have so much definition.
He told me once he thinks his thighs are fat.
Is that recent?
So he just posted this photo that I'm showing the camera right now. I don't know if you can read the description on the live stream, but it basically says looking weak or something. Looking small.
Looking weak,
ready to get back on track, hashtag gym, hashtag need to go more, hashtag struggle is real.
There's no struggle there. There's no freaking struggle.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get him.
Okay, Colby.
When your arms look like legs, you're good.
Colby, really, he doesn't see himself the way everyone else sees himself. He thinks his arms are small and his legs are huge.
Body dysmorphia?
Yeah.
Body dysmorphia.
I'm serious.
Yeah, as he looks at me, I just took a class on the DSM. It's true, though. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And there's many, many others where that came from.
He just doesn't understand.
So that's why only me, Cameron, and Nick are doing this. I do have a thing in there for Colby, for Cloud Person. Because I'm doing it as an Excel spreadsheet because I'm just the biggest nerd on the planet. And yeah. So technically, if he did enter his weight and his goal weight, it would still track it just backwards. So, I mean, it would work. We can still compare it. You know, if I lost 10 pounds and he gained 10, his percentages would still work.
Yeah, but if he gained the amount you lost, he would be
jacked. I don't know how much he wants. Well, I asked him, what's your current weight and what you want to be? And he didn't say anything. So,
question.
I think he knows that what he's doing is ridiculous, but he still feels driven to do it.
Well, I think that's part of that.
Katrina just
body
said a question that stood. I was like, "Oh, okay, bye."
I had to readjust. And I'm not even on the screen anyway. We still got Jewhead over there. No one saw.
Leave it to Katrina to make sure she's on the screen all the time.
Chris wasn't on the screen either.
Oh, my bad, I got distracted.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't mention her though. Just me.
My name's in the title.
I'm the one that matters. no. Serious question, but kind of off topic, not. I want in on this, but at the same time, I don't feel like I can because I don't have the time or the money to join Max Fitness to get all this fancy stuff
done.
Well,
how much weight do you want to lose?
Like 15 pounds.
You can't qualify.
Why?
Because it's not enough.
But I've been at this weight for the last 6 years. I want to lose 15 pounds.
Do you want to include Katrina?
No.
I don't feel like it's fair.
I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying, how do I get in on this even if I'm not in the competition? Because I want to make sure that I'm kind of...
Well, like we said, there is no competition.
There is a competition. You just said there was. I want in on it.
Part of the problem, Katrina, is you're not around enough for any... Like,
it's a spreadsheet. It's just a Google Doc. You can log in. All you have to do is put in your weight every day,
Katrina's,
and that's it.
Katrina's problem is not... That she, if she's been at this weight for 6 years, she obviously has a problem that she needs to work out more or change
the working
something.
Out. Yeah, it's really the working
out. And there's
out.
No one
she
there.
Looks
added.
So horrible.
There's no
know,
one there
right?
to hold her accountable. So
there
she's
really
still
no
just
one.
Not gonna work
me
out.
Me all alone on an island.
Well, that's what the spreadsheet does. Is it helps us be accountable. Yeah.
Well, that and the three of us, we see each other every day.
Yeah,
we
that's do. My point. Is like. You know, but poor Katrina over here, she just doesn't know what's going on.
And I'm stuck at home with my parents cooking.
You can be like, hey, fatty, what are you doing?
But I am also like, I'm at the senior center, and they have food and candy and crap all day long.
Oh, you should work in marketing departments. It's horrible. They're everywhere.
Everyone's fit but us, and there's just chocolate everywhere.
Just donuts and chocolate and candy.
Work is the worst place. They bought 3 bags of candy the other day, and we're like literally throwing at people.
It's horrible.
Like, leave me alone.
It's like being a virgin in Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what it's like.
Oh, what a beautiful place.
I know. I would love to go to Sodom and Gomorrah. Anything that has Sodom in the title, you know. Plus, I heard Gomorrah ain't too bad either, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, you ready? You done?
Yeah.
You ready to go to something else?
Yeah, I can't be involved. So I'm over it.
My point is, I don't think the spreadsheet is the motivation Katrina needs.
No.
She can certainly join.
I need someone to help me.
Oh, no.
She needs someone to text her every day.
Well, every personality is different, but the spreadsheet does help me. Because I have to every day.
But you're also the one inputting it.
Cautiously.
So.
No, you can do it. It's open to everyone who has the link. Cameron did his own stuff today. I didn't touch it at all. Well, I did touch it. That's not true because I turned your gym from yesterday. You had it
touch
on today and I moved it to yesterday. But either way, I didn't touch it at all besides that touch. He did everything else.
Well, I would be curious since I saw what Chris had and it had all like the percentages and stuff. So I'd be cool to see that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and me, I'm going a little hardcore. Because I'm a nerd and like I have each meal in there that I have and then if I went to gym or not.
Yeah.
That way, you know, I can look back and say, okay, I haven't lost any weight in 3 months. You know, it really helps visualize the competition. It helps to see Cameron's lost 3 pounds and I've lost 1 and it's because I had McRibs yesterday. Like, I know that now. And I should jump off a bridge.
The thing mine was, though, Katrina, was from the personal trainer session I went to.
Yeah.
I did that today and that motivated me. I'm stoked.
They didn't do the little computer programmer for you?
No, this guy had me stand and hold like the fanciest little machine I've ever seen. He was like, all right, this is going to tell you me what your body fat is, how much you weigh.
You had to hold something?
Yeah, there was a bunch
of I had one in high school. You had to hold it and, well, yeah. squeeze
oh,
it.
Oh, I just stood on a scale.
Went to the one over on that side of town.
Closer to work.
Yeah.
I stood on a scale and it did all that, but I didn't have to hold anything.
He wanted to, I don't know, check something.
He wanted you to, he wanted him to touch it.
Yeah.
He touched me a lot. I was like, lower. Oh, right there.
So did you do any workouts or was it just an evaluation?
He had me like stand in ways that like, he's like, this is how you should be standing. Or like, and he's like, hey, point your toes this way, put your feet from this far apart, stand like this. And he like had me do some kind of like hand thing or whatever. He's like, do you feel where the muscles are pulling and where they're not? Where they are pulling is the lazy part in your back. And I was like, oh, okay.
So if I would have done that, my entire back would have been fully. Yeah.
Well, the biggest thing is watching it watches your posture, and that's all your core muscles, and that's,
And like we discussed, like, okay, why are you even here? Like, what is your goal? What do you want to be able to do?
To beat Seth.
I told him that, well, I don't want to be a fatty. And I'd like to get back into rock climbing without worrying that I'm going to kill myself.
Break the mountain and fall.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to be bigger than the mountain.
So, uh-huh.
And when I told him, like, because I used to rock climb, he was like, how much did you weigh when you did that? I was like, 210, 215. He's like, oh, so you're still a pretty big rock climber. And I was like, yeah, I was a little hefty for a rock climber. And, because, rock climbers are like skinny little dudes with just muscle and that's it.
Absolutely.
Strong legs and that's it.
Do you think it's possible, because muscle weighs a ton. Like, that's why I weigh so much, is because I'm very muscular, even though you can't see it because it's hidden by all this fat. I'm actually very strong. I beat Colby at arm wrestling.
He is very strong.
I'm very strong. And that's why I weigh so much.
One time he lifted me and a couch, and I almost died.
Hold on. I'm in the middle.
No,
I'm gonna
stuck. I can't hear myself.
I was going to ask a question to Cameron, our guest.
We don't care about
him. Do you think
it's
possible that Matthew and Nick are lighter than they look because they don't have any muscle whatsoever?
That's very possible. I don't think Matthew has any muscle.
Oh, I don't think so either. His arms are jelly. He's a jellyfish person.
Skin flies. Like, it really is. I mean,
I wish people could see you do that.
Yeah, it looked like I was jerking off a penis on my arm.
But it's still the way it flowed. Like...
Don't worry, I'll get on camera later.
We'll hash it out later. Jerk off your arm. Oh, great.
Goodness.
Okay.
Is it safe for me to talk? I don't.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do you think it's possible?
Damn it.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I was just making sure.
I had someone tell me the other day that weight is weight, whether it's muscle or fat. Like, it all weighs the same.
No.
I don't think that's not true.
Have you seen that?
Because, like, a pound is a pound is a pound is the way they're rationalizing it.
But muscle requires less mass to weigh a pound.
Right. So
it's dense.
Yeah.
I get that.
A pound of rocks, you need this many rocks. A pound of feathers, you need this many feathers.
Yeah, it's the same type of concept, yeah.
So it's just, a lot of it is the shape of it.
You tell your friend she's dumb.
Yes, a pound of fat weighs the same as a pound of muscle. But
it was in an article.
Well, you tell your article it's dumb.
Also,
dumb article.
My personal trainer told me that muscle, when you build muscle, you burn more like calories during the day, even just like sitting.
That makes sense.
So your metabolism is higher. So he said a lot of times when you see people and you're like, man, they're so skinny and they eat a ton of stuff, it's because they have the more muscle and the muscle gives them a higher metabolism.
That makes sense.
Now, is your trainer a guy or a girl?
A guy.
Did they give you a choice?
Yeah, they asked, and I said I didn't care.
They asked, too, and I said I didn't care, but honestly, I was hoping for a girl. I had reasons for this. One, probably a hot body. Two.
More motivation?
A hot girl is going to be like, you're fat, you should be skinny. Just as much as a guy's going to be like, you're fat, you're going to need to be skinny. But a girl, I'll be like, five more?
What about a gay guy? Would a gay guy work?
Yeah, if a gay guy found me attractive, I'd probably do the same thing.
Okay, I was making sure.
You have to know that he finds you attractive.
Right.
How would he say that? Would he come on to you?
I would hope there'd be plenty of...
I would assume gay guys would find you attractive.
The gay guy, he has to know that he finds him attractive, but for the woman, it's just like,
anyone. But he assumes, the trainer is going to be hot because she's a trainer.
She could have a really nice body and a really ugly face.
Sure, I don't care.
There's a picture of her.
Or she could be fat and just know how to, train people. She could be fat and know how to train people.
No, she's skinny.
Could be. Could be fat.
She's not.
She could be fat.
I've seen pictures. She's not.
There are pictures of the trainer.
There is a fatty at the gym, though.
I actually know one of the trainers at Max Fitness.
Oh, well, you give free sessions and stuff, man.
Bullshit.
Why not?
I've never asked.
I've never asked.
Who do you know?
Get to it.
Isn't Craig Boswell?
Nope.
Chris is trying to get one now.
I really want one to like stay with it, but it's $156 a month.
You gonna pay?
And that shit crazy.
Gross.
My guy told me $120.
It depends on like the plan you do, but there's like that was the cheapest one that's not like there's like a 30-minute buddy session or something that's like $120.
Well, he did something different, and you guys went to the same place but different.
He
side
went to
of
a
town.
Location. Different location,
but yeah. It's the same company, so yeah. It should be the same if it's right. In the same town.
Well, I mean, depending like on what our
maybe he likes Cameron better.
Well, I was gonna say maybe it depends on like our different issues. Like,
yeah,
he could also
need to be doing different things.
Like Cameron yeah. needs to burn some fat, yeah. not gain as much muscle. Chris needs everything.
Oh, shit. Way to put that nicely.
Well, I mean, it's...
I have very weak muscles, but I am much more attractive than Cameron.
Oh, I agree with that, yes. But you haven't touched a piece of exercise equipment.
I exercised yesterday, thank you very much.
I guess.
I exercised yesterday when I took a big poop. Can we go break?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we come back, can I talk about Matthew?
Yes, you can talk about Matthew at
break.
That's
a good second... session.
I gotta get it off my chest, guys.
Okay.
We'll be right back. I love all the slamming that happens when we come back from break. Like
yeah.
Katrina just realizes that we're coming back and puts down
what?
Her phone
huh?
and
what are we doing?
Grabs her headphones and you know.
I was in the middle of a message.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to finish it?
I did.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's why it took me a minute.
Oh, okay.
Remember that thing about drinking? His
camera trainer. The music is playing, so we couldn't hear what Cameron just did. He just ripped his headphones off and said, I have beer here, and then ran to the fridge.
He was very excited.
I've never seen him that excited about anything in my life. He was very excited. So, welcome back to On the Internet. It's a show that's on the internet. And, yeah, this is segment number two, and Pat did fade out.
So, by 15 pounds, if I say I want to lose 20 pounds, would that be better? Oh yeah, you should.
Don't
yeah.
laugh. Don't laugh, man. Suck it down. Stop laughing.
That's
keep
all
sucking.
I can see.
Keep sucking.
You can't swallow.
No, swallow it.
Swallow.
Swallow.
Oh, good. Good job.
That
good job.
Ridiculously sexual.
Yeah. Particularly the way
don't
you put the bottle.
I licked the shaft.
The
bottle. Bad,
let's see. Malia asked if I got a droid. For reals? No.
She's an idiot.
For reals? No.
Who she think I am? Anyway, welcome back to the show. Oh, okay, we can come, we're live and stuff, so text us. All right, Pat to fade out.
So text us.
So Matthew.
Yay.
He had surgery last week, as we all know. That's why he wasn't here.
Right.
Yes. But I forget what it was. Was it just a hernia?
Well, he had a hernia that was near his groin that
okay.
had pushed all of his intestines, like, away. And, like, his doctor was, like, surprised that he could do things that men do because
sex.
Of the location and urine, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And so I guess it was pretty serious. To begin with, so
right.
I feel kind of bad for him because no man should have a hernia near their dong. It's
right.
just you shouldn't wish that on him, and even skinny Matthew. But
what about Colby?
What about Colby?
Can't we wish that upon him?
No, we don't want Colby's dick to fall off.
We need that dick.
Cameron needs it apparently. Don't know why, but so he has been unable to drive due to his meds, and Shay, of course, doesn't know how to drive.
Worthless.
So, basically, he's been
can't
relying
cook, can't drive, can't do shit.
On friends to do things. Well, Matthew, even though I love him like a brother, he is always asking for rides everywhere. And I know that if I ever have a conversation with him, it's going to, at some point, going to result in him requesting a ride somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very busy. Like, very busy. Mm-hmm. I can't just leave in the middle of the day or mostly in the evenings, even, to take him places. Especially places like Pizza Hut or something, you know.
Yeah.
So, I've been talking to him, but not a ton because I feel guilty every time he asks for a ride and I can't give him one.
But that happens twice a day.
It basically happens at least once a day. But regardless, today, I decided to take him Taco Bell.
Yes.
Because he's been craving Taco Bell because he's been sitting at his house eating nothing but sandwiches and ravioli, and he wanted Taco Bell. And
apparently, he gained 5 pounds doing that.
I was happy to bring him Taco Bell.
Get something in your throat now?
Yeah, a little bit of lies. I was happy to bring him Taco Bell, and you know, he wanted a ride to the show, but I don't think he should be here because he told me literally if he hurts his stitches, he basically will use. He'll lose all use of his genitals forever. I don't want to be responsible for his balls falling off.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, do we need a little Matthew running around or a little Shay running around?
You know, that's a great point. You should have been there to help me.
I should have.
You should have brought a man and punched him.
But right I couldn't be near him. I couldn't be near him.
But anyway, so that's why he's not here tonight. But he wanted a ride, but I told him I'm not going to give you a ride. But originally he wanted me to give me a ride and then stop by Taco Bell on the way to the studio because it's like two doors down from here so he could get some food. And I said, I'm not going to give you a ride, but I will bring you Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. So everything's fine and hunky-dory. About 6:30, I get to Taco Bell. Now, Keep in mind, he has not left his house, and I asked him to text me the order. And he's like, I'm not going to text it. I'll use Taco Bell's app.
Oh, no.
That way you don't have to worry about remembering the order, even though I can look at my phone and say, okay, here's what the order
right,
is.
Right.
He had to use the app.
This is already going in a bad direction.
I've used the app before.
Doesn't work.
It works fine. So I wasn't too worried about this. It was a little more inconvenient than it needed to be because I'd have to go in and say, you know, it's under Matthew Riddle and all this stuff. Well, I go in and this Taco Bell looked like the cashier lady who had red hair and was clearly on meth. And then the manager, who was laying down the law big time, was this massive black lady. Like, she did one of the, like, you know, those faces. Like, she's laying out. She's talking to people about how to cook to make the tacos and get that stuff out the window. She's serious. She's, like, serious business.
Doing her job.
So, I'll just walk you through this play-by-play, okay?
Which Taco Bell are you at? This one or
I'm at the one right here by the studio.
Okay.
Okay?
I feel like
I text. So I take a poop before I leave the house at like 6:20.
Right.
Okay. While I'm pooping, I tell him, put your order in. I'm about to show up. He goes, aight.
Aight.
I get to Claflin, which is about a minute and a half away from Taco Bell. So I'm on my way now. He texts me and he's like, it's going to be like $15, man. You sure you want to pay for this? And I'm like, I got you.
What the?
He's like, I got you. I got you. Place the order, man, because right now I'm basically staring at the Taco Bell parking lot, and I text him 10 minutes before. My poops aren't short. So I pull into Taco Bell, and I'm like, I see, I just said place it. It said red, so I knew he saw it, so I assume he placed it. I put my phone in the cup holder. Don't bring my phone inside. And I go inside Taco Bell. I walk up to the lady, and I go, I got a mobile order, or I got an app order. And she goes, okay, what's name? And I go, Matthew. She goes, okay. And then she starts reading off the order. And in the middle of her reading it off, I start to interrupt her because I'm like, no, we got it, we got it. She's like, I've got to read everything back to you to make sure you didn't hit an accidental button or something. So right now I've become...
Liability.
I've become Matthew.
Right, because you have no clue.
And they don't know who Matthew Riddle is, but it hurts me to be known as Matthew Riddle. I don't want anyone on this earth to ever think that I'm Matthew Riddle, okay? Standing there in line. She starts reading back. First thing she reads back. Yeah, I got a chicken quesadilla here. Heavy on the jalapeno sauce. Extra chicken.
God damn it.
And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Didn't either.
Next, Crunchwrap Supreme. Light lettuce, extra cheese, extra tomatoes. And I'm like, what is this? He's like... He should just make this at home if it's this complicated. And the lady
obviously
is starting
on the app
to read.
He said, do you want extra?
Yeah.
Yes.
But she's starting to read through all these things. She's looking like, oh my God, look at this picky guy. Like, he's got right. So much stuff happening.
So going back to him only weighing 170
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's like, oh, and okay, we got a large Baja Blast. And we got, a Crunch Box with this in it.
Crunch Box?
Like the box, you know, the box meals. And we got this with this in it and this in it and a medium drink.
So are they like feeding for two days?
It's obviously him and Shay.
Yeah, it's him and Shay.
No, I get that. But I mean, that's still enough food for like 2 days.
I don't think it was that much food. It was just incredibly complicated.
Because everything was light this, yes, extra this, right, more, blah, 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 blah.
Now the real trouble happens. So I'm just suffering this embarrassment of having the world's most complicated order as the line starts to form behind me.
And I was like,
the
only person. I'm really there. Sorry.
And there's like two or three people, but I'm not, because I'm Matthew. I did this. She thinks I did this order. Then she hands me my cups and she goes, all right. And I just kind of stare at her and I have my card in my hand. And I'm just like, do I have to pay? And she's like, oh, you didn't pay on the app? And I go,
oh, no, yeah, I did.
I said, because Matthew told me $15, is that okay? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine, I got you. And she goes, well, did you pay on the app? And I go, honestly, I didn't put in any info. And she goes, we ever used the app before? And I was like, yes. And she's like, well, did you put it in that time? And I'm like, I honestly don't remember. And then
she goes, have a way to check?
She goes, and then big old black lady comes over.
Oh, no.
And she goes,
she even, like, snapped like that?
Uh-huh. And black lady comes over. She's like, what is this? App order? And then she starts getting real sassy with the cashier, who's obviously on meth and doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, my mate say I got sassy because she went like this to
yeah. And he's like, she's like, all right, pull up all the receipts. And she goes, those aren't the right receipts. Those are the orders you've been taking right now. Where are your mobile receipts? And the lady's like, And then she pulls it up and she goes, here's the receipt. She goes, you check him in or did he check himself in? She goes, I checked him in. She goes, well, did it say paid? No, I don't know. She's like, let it sit. Let it sit. And then they just stare at it for literally what feels like an hour. It was probably like 6 or 7 seconds. But they're both just staring at this monitor. And I'm sitting there like with my card in my hand, just like, hey. And immediately in the back of my head, I'm thinking, why did I do this? Leave it up to Matthew to place the world's most complicated order.
And then not tell you if you paid or not.
For the world's most amount of money. And I have to drive to Ogden, which is 20 minutes away, to deliver his stuff.
Okay, oh, because they're out of the hotel now? I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been living in a shack for a while.
Yeah. So they let
it
sit.
Well, but they're in the hospital. They were in a hotel
last week.
Yeah,
he doesn't know. That happened while he was gone.
Oh, okay, never mind.
We'll get to the gas leak. So, yeah.
Lead paint.
Jesus.
So they're letting it sit, okay? And I'm just standing there. And then the lady, the white lady, reaches over and touches it. She goes, don't touch that. Don't touch that screen. She said, no, I got this. And she pushed it. And then something happened. And they go, well, forget it. Just give it to him. Just give it to him. I'm like, okay. And so I'm sure.
You should still make Matthew pay for it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sure someone paid for it. I'm sure it's like out of a bank account or whatever. And she's like, well, what's your name? And I go, well, it's under Matthew Riddle. She goes, see Matthew Riddle? I go, it's under Matthew Riddle. She made me admit that I was Matthew Riddle, and it killed me inside.
You should have said no, I'm picking it up for him.
I was too deep. I should
have
went
it wouldn't
in
have made
at the
any
first
difference.
Time and said, I'm picking this up for a friend. I was too far inside already. I had inceptioned myself. I was Matthew Riddle. It was horrible
Next
to be
time,
him.
Next time, go in saying I have a pickup for Matthew Riddle. Because I'm his chauffeur. I'm too lame to say no.
I'm not a chauffeur. That's even worse.
You're getting him stuff. You're taking him stuff. You're driving around.
So she just gives it to me. Okay. Yeah. And I just put the cups in and then I walk over to the pop machine. I know Matthew wants a Baja Blast, but because he didn't text me what his order was, I don't know what Shay wants. So she just gets Baja Blast. She can suck it. And then I hear the black lady go, Matthew! Matthew!
Oh, shit.
I'm like, that's me. And so I waddle over there.
Waddle.
Like, you got paid. It says paid. You got this. You good girl.
Girl.
She said, you good girl to me. And I said, all right, thank you. And I went back over and started putting lids on. And now I'm holding two drinks. And I see them pull the world's largest quesadilla and put it into the fryer. The black lady literally makes eye contact with me and goes, I don't know how I'm going to fold this. Like, it's my fault because she thinks I ordered the world's largest quesadilla on the planet. Because
what was it? Extra jalapenos?
It was extra everything. It's like if you ordered a double Chipotle burrito, but they tried to put it into one shell. It was huge. And she looked at me and she goes, I don't know how I'm going to get this in here. And she, like, folds it over a couple times, try to get it flat, then just shoves it in the fryer.
You're like, I am not Matthew.
And then I see a guy making, like, burritos, and then I see them pull out the box. And I'm sitting here holding two drinks, and now there's a box, and there's going to be a bag coming. So finally, they go, Matthew, and they bring up my order. And I take the box and I put the drink on top of it, and then I hold the drink in the other one and kind of claw the bag, and I walk out to the car.
You put the bag on your wrist so you have your hand.
Crisis averted so far, okay? It's all gone now. We're done. I guess I shouldn't say averted because it was averted, whatever the opposite of averted is, but it's over.
Yeah,
we're done. Yeah, I could never go to that Taco Bell again, but it's over.
At least not inside.
Next, I pull up to Matthew's house.
Oh, no.
How am I going to get this in the door?
I text him, say, come outside. Okay.
I was sent Shay because she...
Because Matthew has been saying that he's well enough to be here. That's why he wanted to come. And I said, no, you're on medical leave. I was just going to sit in my car, roll down the window, hand his food out of stuff, say, hey, man, how you doing? How you feeling? You healing good? Blah, 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 you know, like I should. He comes, opens the door. Out comes a cane.
Grandpa Matthew.
The man is on a cane walking down the stairs. And so I'm like, I got to get out of the car because I'm not going to make him walk all the way down the stairs and through his yard on his cane when his dick's going to fall off because of his stitches.
He should not be
walking
around.
Why didn't Shay come out?
She did. She came out with him. They both came out.
Why didn't Shay take it all in?
I don't know. Probably because there's too much for one person to handle. That's probably why. So I have to reach in and give them all their stuff, and then we talk for like 30 minutes or whatever. You know, literally, how long? I was probably there for 20 minutes.
It was a long
just
time.
Just talking about
yeah.
nothing. And then, yeah, that's it. Then I drove.
Did you ask why back. They needed all that complicated stuff?
I didn't. You know, it's not worth... I did it tell was, him that he was going to be a topic on tonight's show, and he should watch it live.
You know
but,
what?
But he promised Shay they were going to watch a movie, so he couldn't watch live.
You want to know what I want to know? From Matthew.
What?
So the other day, Matthew...
Oh, is this a Keys thing?
Text Seth. And Seth had told Matthew that he was already in Wichita. This was like right before Christmas.
Which because, I was.
Which he totally was. Because we didn't want to hang out with them.
So, I was in Wichita.
He was. So, Matthew. Then...
Can I tell this story? Because I feel like you're telling it really slow.
No, because she needs to talk.
So then... Seth texted
oh my
me,
God.
And he was like, can you go? Because Cameron was apparently too drunk.
Yeah, Cameron was at a heathen party.
His keys.
Cameron was at a heathen party.
Because Matthew said his keys were locked in the studio.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to bother no matter how drunk I was.
So,
I was sober. I wasn't going to
Seth texted me and was like, can you go drop him off the keys? Because I had the keys because I had the mail key.
Do you so understand like, what's happening?
Yep.
Okay.
So I was like,
I feel like it's been
fine.
A lot of details. Been
I pull up and no one's at the studio. No one. So I'm like, okay, I unlock the door and I come in and I notice some keys sitting here. So Matthew had his car keys. Shay was at home, so could have let him in the door.
So Chris
what
didn't need to come
did
at all.
Did he leave here?
Yeah. It's a great mystery of life.
No. I shared you what actually happened. We were there earlier that day. And
well, yeah.
He left his studio keys in.
But he didn't need anyone to come here to get those for
that
him. He could
night.
Have waited till the next day.
Yeah.
Could have, yeah.
Yeah, he there it was
he
like
made
life
it seem like he
life
was
and
like
death.
Locked out. He couldn't get into his
yeah.
house.
I thought he couldn't drive home. He was stuck at the studio. That's what I thought. And that's what he made it seem like.
No, it was just
and this is what he does. Key. And this is why every time he asks for a ride, it's like life or death.
But it's not because
it's never. It
home.
Never is.
I could have gone out at a respectable time the next day, but no, I had to go out right then.
Or you know, there's a show on Saturdays, and Cameron could have just left him in because you know he's here because it's his job,
right?
You know that type of thing.
No, I had to drive my butt over here, and then I didn't even need to.
Yep, that's how it goes. So that's Matthew. But some good news. Don't know if you know this, Katrina.
Nope.
How do you know you don't know it?
Because I don't know nothing.
That's accurate.
Right?
They changed the speed limit on that highway to 70.
Ooh, that's exciting.
That doesn't surprise... Well, I mean, I'm kind of surprised, but it makes sense.
It's awesome.
Because I was going 70 anyway.
It's all, well, now you can go 80.
Now I'll go 75.
It's great. Now
my
you
limit's
can go
five
75.
Over.
I was so pumped when I saw that, but then the whole world fell apart. So, yeah. That's Matthew's life. Get well, brother, because you need to learn how to drive and get your Shay to drive. She needs to learn. She needs to learn to
she
drive.
She does need to learn to drive.
So
or
anyway.
Cook.
All right, Katrina. Talk about your life. Let's go.
I don't have anything to talk about.
No, come on.
Mark left me on Saturday.
No.
So no longer getting married?
Engagement was like,
still what? Have the freaking ring.
Well, she's going
to... Don't knock it.
It's be worth something.
Yeah, I'm sure it's worth something.
Oh, it's worth something.
At least 10 or 20 bucks, I would say.
I would say 50. I would say 50.
Where'd he get that ring at, by the way?
He has a friend who makes it. Like, he actually has a jewelry, like, makes his own.
So it's a hobby. It's a hobby ring. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, he has an actual business, but it's through.
Well, this is an actual business.
Yeah, he does it at home. So, I mean.
Okay. It's a hobby ring. You got a Hobby Lobby ring right there.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I know what I got.
Is it real diamonds?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because he told me. Fine. Let's meet up and we will go to K's or wherever and have it appraised. Because I know what he told me. But I'm not going to go bragging about it.
Your fingers are really hairy from that angle.
I know, right?
Yeah, you got some got some serious finger hair going.
Oh, here. See how much hair is caught in that ring. No. I went to Bridal Fair.
I don't know what real diamonds look like.
I know.
Just staring at this like.
I know.
Looks fake.
I went to Bridal Fair on Sunday with my friend.
There is a hair right here.
Signed up my DJ. And I won nothing. No, that's not true. I won free crystal, like legit crystal champagne glasses.
That's cool. How many? Two?
And a three. And yeah, two. And a 3-night, 2-day stay somewhere. I got a pamphlet.
I won nothing, but
at the actual fair,
and some champagne
at money. The actual fair, they're doing all their prizes, and I was like, okay, I didn't win anything. But as I was on my way home, I was like 10 minutes into my drive, and they called me. They're like, oh yeah, do you remember that such and such booth? And I'm thinking, no, but. Yeah, go ahead. And they're like, well, you actually won. Da-da-da-da-da. Can you meet and pick up your prize? And cool.
So did you pick it up?
Yeah, but it was also like they showcased their china and their cookware and their knives, and it was all fancy. China. And it was like if I bought one of their packages for like $2,000, I could have gotten a cruise. But I was like, I don't have the money. And two, I don't know if it's worth the money, even though it's
a
great cruise.
A honeymoon, right?
Kind of.
That was the idea behind it.
Yeah, but I was just like, I don't have the money for that.
That kind of reminds me of this story I have in here today in our prep.
But I still got my champagne glasses.
No, I haven't read this yet,
page.
But the headline is, Houston retailer offers furniture buyers a $7,000 oil price bet.
What?
An enterprising furniture retailer in Houston has come up with a unique way of letting people bet on future oil prices in the world's energy capital. Jim Mickenvale, who owns Gallery Furniture, and is known locally as Mattress Mac, is telling customers agreeing to buy $7,000 in furniture that he will give them all of their money back if oil is $85 a barrel or higher at the end of this year.
That's crazy.
Based on current forecasts from major U.S. banks, McInvale will not have to repay any customers, given estimates ranging from $51 to $75 for the price of a barrel at the year end. So,
see how it goes, I guess.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
If you buy more than $7,000 worth of furniture, and oil prices go up to $85, he'll give you all your money back.
That doesn't make sense. Why would he do that?
I don't know, because he's weird and he's from Texas, and everyone from Texas is weird.
People in Texas are really weird.
Yeah.
My grandpa lives in Texas. Man, he likes Seth better than me.
I saw a girl naked who was from Texas once.
Malia?
No. I wish it was Malia. That would have been better.
But yeah,
what do you mean, You're not into Malia's naked body? Old news to you now, huh?
I mean, you've seen it 100 times. You kind of get over it.
I know.
It kind of loses its effect.
Asha, apparently not for him.
Well, it's because they're in love.
No, that's gross. Don't you hate love?
Yep. Yeah, so much.
I know you.
I love.
It's disgusting.
Love to hate love.
It's so gross.
But yeah, I mean, otherwise, my life. I am back at my internship, and I start school next Tuesday. So woohoo!
Oh man, it's just right back into it.
Yay!
That's awful.
Yep.
We still going to keep Wednesday show nights?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to change them.
I don't either.
I don't want to get a look from Cameron.
Yeah. Well, then, I mean, consistency. And I do better on a schedule if it's consistent.
Wow.
Which doesn't really work well.
Consistency. Preached by Katrina.
I know that I do well on a schedule. Doesn't mean I can schedule. There's an issue there. That is my biggest
issue.
Apparently,
we can't even watch Girls on a schedule, so.
Nope. Because we couldn't finish the series.
Yeah,
we thought we had, but we didn't.
Katrina came over earlier today so we could watch last episode premiere, then we realized that we didn't finish season 3.
Pretty much.
We had to go back.
So we have to go back and watch that now.
But we watched 2 episodes tonight, so then next we will watch 2 more, and eventually we'll get caught up.
And I had seen those, so I think we must have watched some without Katrina.
I don't remember.
You definitely did.
Yeah. Because I totally forgot about that.
I think there was a while I even said, like, go ahead and watch it without me, which is why you started watching them without me.
Yeah, we gave up because you just died. It was the Mikkel period where you just dropped off.
It was Mikkel, and it was also because I didn't want to go anywhere. And because Mark had left me,
go across the hall to Mikkel.
I know. Isn't that so much better than trying to drive 10, 15 minutes?
Yes. No. Or cooler.
Nah, we're not cooler, but we're...
Well, yeah.
Well, half of us are cooler. I'll let the audience decide which half. They might pick you. You don't know.
Audience will never tell people who like you.
That is true. We are number one. We're number one. We're number one. Yeah. By the way, we're number one.
Woo!
That's not very much enthusiasm.
Well, I already knew it was about me, apparently. It's always about me. Of course it is.
No, I mean, like, we're the number one show on the network.
Oh, well, yeah.
What did she
That
mean?
Makes sense. I was stuck on
she
the whole,
said,
like,
that makes
we're,
sense.
We're cooler.
Well, of course.
You're talking about who's cooler, and then you're like, we're number one. So I thought you just meant,
oh,
like,
oh, you meant,
we
like,
were
me and Chris
one.
Were more popular than you?
No, you and me were more popular than Chris.
Well,
and then we're like,
popular.
We're number one.
No, we're number one on the network.
I didn't catch the segue into
the
show.
We're the biggest show on the
but
network.
Again, that makes sense.
It did. It took 10 episodes.
Only took 10 episodes.
It took 10 episodes. We got there.
How many episodes are we at now?
10.
Did you say that earlier?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't.
You did not start it off well.
Well, crap.
Yeah, you didn't say how many episodes until Katrina leaves.
90. There, said it. They would change. She doesn't leave now. We change the name. And
oh,
we reboot, and she has to stay for another 100
we'll
episodes.
See. We'll see.
Yeah, Cameron thinks we're joking. We're not. We're, even if he cancels, it's going to be off the internet. That's what it's going to be. All right. Well, Cameron wants to talk.
No, he does not need to.
And we want to talk
but
about Cancun.
But I know
Cancun.
He wants to because he's sitting there.
But we've
like an eager
we've
beaver.
Gone and no, pulled a set of Katrina and... And we've used up all of this segment, so we actually have to
take
a
break. That's not shocking.
But then we're going to come back, and we'll let Cameron do some talking. At least a minute or so. At least a minute or so. So, is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, it's cool. I don't really have a choice.
Well, not with that attitude, you don't. Prepare for the rumbling. Oh, there was. I heard it a little bit. Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's on the internet.
For now.
For now, until Cameron cancels, and then we're off the internet. It's the show that's
off the internet.
Off the internet. We just yell in the street and hope people listen, which has actually been my theory for
that's
almost like... every show I've ever done.
That'd be sweet, though.
Yeah. Hey! Listen to my show! Oh, when is it? Right now!
I'm gonna be over at the street corner. It's gonna be sweet!
But anyway, welcome to the show. So, what are we talking about this segment?
I mean, Cameron's all ready to go.
No!
He's ready to get into his Cancun trip, huh?
Come steal the spotlight.
So, anything exciting happened while Cameron was gone that we should fill him in on?
Matthew
had a gas leak
apartment.
In his house.
No,
what's
yeah.
all that about?
I mean, I really don't know. I just know he had a gas leak.
So they couldn't stay there for like one night.
So they just randomly
just
stayed
one
there
night.
One
and
day.
They, yeah, and they had plumbing problems. Apparently, their shower wouldn't drain.
That place is not good. They pay the same amount I do for my apartment, and my apartment is infinity better.
They have they have two K-State dorm rooms.
Pushed together.
Yeah, two K-State dorm rooms from the 1940s.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, they're you know, dilapidated. We no longer use these rooms, dorm rooms. Is that the only beer you're going to have tonight?
Mm-mm.
It should be, because, you know, beer's really bad for you. I don't know what that X meant, but...
See, she's on my team. I like this.
Katrina, what are you doing to my buddy?
She's helping you win.
That's what I was going to say. That's why he loses.
I need the bottle opener, too. It's on the fridge.
Yeah, use your eyeball. Your eyeball comes with it.
Yeah. Oh, God, that would hurt like hell.
You know, anything else happen while Cameron was gone?
No.
We kept that picture of him in here to keep his company.
Oh, yeah, we did. Great picture.
I accidentally left it in here when new show hosts came in. And they were like, they looked at that, and one of the guys is like, that's attractive. And I looked over and was like, one of the shows.
Just to remind you of what it looks like. It's so beautiful.
God, I am just sexy. And this is why we're doing a weight loss competition.
You know how this comes about?
Yeah.
Two beers.
Two beers?
That's what it is.
Not the four margaritas in my hand?
I assume those are not for just you, right?
No, they're for the family.
That's what I thought, but...
Which one is yours?
We never know with
you.
The
yellow or the red?
Actually, I don't think it's red. Well, it might look red, but it's supposed to be a Mai Tai, I'm pretty sure. So it's like more brownish.
Wow.
It might just be the lighting. Look at that fat belly. Ooh, look at the guy in the Speedo in the background.
Ooh,
though.
Speedo guy?
Yeah, European dudes showing off their butt cheeks.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. I like that. Mm-mm. Ooh, he's kind of hot, too. He kind of looks like Sex in the City type.
That's one thing that I learned there. Everyone is more attractive than me.
Yeah, I would imagine. So did you see any fatties on the beach, really?
No.
Did you have a mirror?
Well, I mean, I had plenty of pictures.
Did you meet Raul?
I met a couple of foreign gentlemen, yes. What was the name of the gentleman that you said that I was having
Raul.
A Oh, it was Raul? Raul? No, actually, I met Miguel.
Okay.
And Miguel was a great guy. He was actually from Colombia. He works with kids. He's like some kind of like...
yeah, I bet he does.
Well, I don't know what he does, but he's something about teachers, and I was like, why are you, you know, why do you live in Colombia and then vacation in Cancun? And
yeah.
I guess it's kind of like living in Detroit and coming to Kansas.
Oh.
So it's like
a major upgrade.
This much better, and there aren't dogs attacking you. So.
Hey, remember the very beginning of this show when I insulted Katrina with the
all
intro?
All of the puns.
I know.
He even included the dogs.
The dogs are the most famous part of Detroit.
Yeah,
they're living in the streets.
You gotta throw lasagna to distract the dogs from eating you.
I don't remember the lasagna part, but that seems like a waste of lasagna.
I don't know. Those dogs are big.
They are big. We saw some pictures. They're huge dogs.
Yep.
Is Lucy currently on the streets of Detroit?
Nope.
Now, speaking of which, where is Lucy?
She's at home.
We haven't heard a lot about Lucy
streets
in a
of
long
Onega?
Time.
Nope.
There's a...
She's at her kennel.
There is a...
streets of Manhattan.
Since we started this show, there's not been a lot of Lucy talk or a lot of Mark talk.
I mean, we had plenty of
it's
Mark talk.
I never got
weeks.
To... There was a joke that I wanted to make when he was first here about when are you guys going to start making little R's? And I never got to make that joke.
There was an almost innuendo, and I don't know, I can't remember, but I was just like, I mentally played that joke in my head and was like, I don't think he knows, but I think I told him, he might not remember that I told him.
He definitely
looked
knows.
At his penis.
Yeah, and you all saw the R.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when I ended up telling him, I was like, yeah, so I was showing the picture off, and and we noticed there's an R, so we had to pull it up. He's like, whoa, I didn't know that was there. But yeah.
Y'all just looked at me.
I don't
know. Well, I mean...
I don't know. I guess I was thinking that like you and I would have the same thought of we've both looked at our dick enough that we would think if there would be... If there were letters there, we would notice.
Trying to think like maybe it's an angle. Like the dark
elsewhere.
Side of the moon, but of his penis. You know, you just don't see that part ever.
No, because it was... No.
And it's not like he's got a big gut in the way or anything, so he should be able to see it.
Did you finish OTI last week?
No.
Okay.
No, I got about halfway
Another
through.
Another thing that happened that you probably don't know about.
I like that he was on the show. I was surprised that he was on the show.
Katrina and Mark are not having any type of sex until they get married in August.
Oh, yeah, I did miss that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
He was kind of leery because he knew I was on the tip of my tongue, and he was like, don't.
Yeah, he was all embarrassed. Like, I thought she was going to be like, he has herpes or something, and then that was it, and it was very disappointing.
Well, that's because, I mean, you guys know me. Like, I'm pretty open, so...
Yeah, but that's not like a big deal. Like, why was that a big deal?
It's an adjustment for him to do that on the internet.
Oh, no one's listening.
But to him, it's, you know.
Yeah, nobody's listening. You guys are just the number one show on the network.
Yeah, we got two
listeners. That's saying really something good.
Two listeners.
Did he hear about the FDA thing that happened last week?
Oh,
No. I didn't quite get to that. You had said something about it.
Yeah,
and that's why.
What is the title
curious.
Of the show?
Frightened by the FDA.
I saw the title. I just hadn't gotten to listen to their show, and I didn't hear the last half of this one when you guys talked about it. But I know a brief summary of Colby's problems.
Ignorance.
Well, when you smoke enough pot, you start thinking anything can be real because the internet tells you so.
So, what was your favorite part of Cancun?
The nudity.
Gotta take a deep breath.
It was pretty great.
That'd be my favorite part, too, as well.
There were four topless girls, and there were thong bikinis everywhere.
So was it a topless beach?
It was a clothing at your own choice kind of beach. There was, like, the main pool area, which, you know, if you guys have seen some of the photos, my mom took about a billion and shared them and posted them.
Including that one
right there,
that beautiful
one. There's one where I take a photo from where my hotel room is, and you can see, like, these pools, and then there's the beach.
Okay.
Well, the beach is where you're allowed to be doing whatever
it's
the hell you want.
Clothing optional or whatever it is, yeah.
But, like, in the pool area, that's where most of the little kids are, so you can't be topless there. But, of course, you can look over the fence and just be like, boobies and butts everywhere. I mean, you could have a thong at the pool, too, but, like, I mean... Everyone was in a thong, except for my mom, thank God. Like, all the American women were, like, in fully like clothed swimsuits, like very modest.
But the locals weren't, or
locals,
or was it
people,
Europeans, or like what was it?
Every like, I mean, I talked. That was a great thing about doing this. I went with my family, so I didn't bother with them at all.
Sure.
The entire vacation. So I talked to everybody else. And I talked from people from England, Wales, Australia, this couple from India. They weren't out in the sun at all for some reason. Who would have thunk? just people from all over. And like all the Americans were like in very like normal, modest swimsuits. And then everybody else was like in thongs, like nut-hugging Speedos,
okay,
and just, like, rocking their bodies because they all looked better than us.
That's crazy.
Except for a couple of the guys from Wales.
And us meaning collective America.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, okay, I should take that back. The Canadians were also dressed very modestly.
Okay.
There were lots of Canadians.
Anyone from this continent north of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, but European in general is pretty open with their... Mm-hmm. They have,
with just,
like...
With just everything.
Germany alone has, like, 300, 400 nude beaches.
Yeah.
300.
And they have beaches in Germany?
Well, there's beaches, and then they also have, like, the lakes and ponds.
I learned that Germans hate Canadians.
Oh,
that was
cool.
That was a fact for every German that I met.
I just figure the Germans hate everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, I've got experience right here.
Right.
Everyone.
Sorry. I do like some goose stepping music or something, everyone. Doesn't need to put that on here for you.
What?
You know, like some like Hail Fur type of music.
Das,
you know?
Boot.
Yeah, stuff like that. I don't really know what Nazi music is, but I should find out and then put it on here.
Yep.
So when we're talking about your German nose and your ancestry of hating my people, you know.
Yeah,
I'm German
let's
too.
Let's do it.
Play that. Yeah, that's true. But you're part German.
Part German. I'm not full.
She's like 900% German.
I'm like over three-fourths.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's just
I'm
German.
Just,
that's why she's blonde. I mean, she's the perfect race, you know.
I'm like 40%.
Yeah. I'm zero.
I'm like 75 plus.
But yeah.
Just like in your age.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't get me started. Because I could have a story.
Oh no!
But anyway,
Cameron's gonna move on.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not gonna.
It's not a great story.
I'm not gonna let you do that.
It's not
story.
A great story.
Yeah. It was endless free booze, which was nice.
Okay.
Because your parents paid, or just because
it's an all inclusive resort.
Oh, okay.
So anything on the resort is free. So of course I started drinking at 7 a.m. and stopped at about 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 hours of sleep, drink the rest of the time. The weirdest thing was,
it's
is
a
I could drink,
normal day for you, then.
Right?
Yeah,
but fruitier,
and weirdest, more boobs,
right?
Yeah,
a lot. Well,
well, the
four,
same amount of booze, more man asses.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot more chick asses too, because they were everywhere. But like,
that's
I never,
like.
I yeah. never got not excited by all the boobs everywhere because like, I mean, a butt's a butt. But
yeah.
Like at the beginning, I was definitely excited about thongs. I saw thongs everywhere.
Well, you're a butt guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, towards the end, though, there was, like, I literally had a moment where I leaned over to what I thought was my dad. I, like, I didn't have my eyes open. I had the sun in my
what
eyes.
I thought was my dad.
I thought it was my dad. Turns out it's my mom. Yeah. And I was like, hey, there's a point where you just can't stare at a butt anymore. And my mom was like, great. And I was like, oh, never mind. But you get what I mean. Because, like, I by the end of the trip, I was just, like, I had seen so many booties, all great. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I don't...
But they
not,
all start to blend together.
There's no, like, I'm not giving them less value than the excitement I had before, but it was just, like, a butt now.
Yeah.
But with the boobs, it was, like, I was excited the whole time. But, like, it was just because I had seen it so much that, like, it's fine. She's happy in a thong. I could never do that. This guy's really stoked about his Speedo and his nut huggers. I'm okay with my board shorts.
Yep.
That's just...
So how many topless women do you think you saw? Like, what's the ratio?
No. Well, the ratio is, like, you could point out the topless women because every American was looking that direction. the week we were there, there were four topless chicks that were there the entire time.
And where were they from? Do you know?
You didn't talk to them?
Most their boyfriends or husbands wouldn't let me get close enough, but
mostly they were topless.
Mostly European. Like I could hear some of them talk, and like one of the girls was French.
Okay, let's just assume they're all French.
Sure.
Could you tell?
I didn't see a hair on anybody but me.
Could you tell?
Nobody had hair.
Hi.
No. Are you kidding me? Like I said, everyone was way more attractive. There was like everyone was a bikini model.
They were all topless, but they all had hair.
Fucking just like 6-inch nipple hairs just sprouting out of there, coming to hug
you. You know what I call that? The full Katrina.
Is that a cut you can get at the salon? Hi, I'd like to get the full Katrina. 6-inch or 8-inch?
You didn't don't wear graph at you, but I'm out.
You didn't like that joke?
I'm going to need more nipple bleach.
Nipple bleach?
I don't know what that was for.
That would hurt, I feel
like. Yeah, well, maybe. People do it to their butts.
I know, I don't. That's gross.
But yeah.
To bleach your butt? You're not a big fan?
No. Yeah, no. Fan.
You're not a fan of the butt in general.
No, not really.
No.
I like my butt.
What a shock.
That's about it.
What a shock.
I like my butt less now after all the butt I saw because it's not as good as every other butt.
Yeah, I would feel so inadequate before I would go. Like, is that a big motivator in you joining the weight loss competition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, let's look at this. This, like, I didn't even like.
Well, I mean,
I didn't even like walking around like this because I was clearly the fattest person in the area.
That's a bad angle.
To be fair, in that shirt, you don't look as bad as you do there just because of the angle. Like,
I mean, when I tell people I'm 240, I think it's a little more like people are like, yeah, I can believe that now. But like originally, people would be like, you don't seem 240. But I found out today I'm 231.
So there you go. Oof. Yeah. Okay.
But so positive notes.
Yeah. Well, boobs are great.
Boobs are great.
I'm a big fan of boobs.
But I got a little tame on the booties after.
Yeah,
the
well, it's just sad. Cause
well, I mean, I'm still excited by booty. It's
are you now switching to a boob guy? Or are you still a booty guy?
I still like the booty.
I just don't imagine that there's any way on earth I would sit on a topless beach for a week and be like, I'm tired of boobs. I want to see butts now. Just,
yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think there's any way.
But
I
think that's an American thing because like we're all about cover everything up.
That's true.
Everywhere else, it's a little more acceptable to just kind of like do what you want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's free the nipple, man. That's what that is.
Hashtag it.
Hashtag free the nipple. Trini, you participate in free the nipple?
No.
I've had this thing in my prep for like a couple days. Or sorry, a couple
days?
Shows. That I read on the internet about free the nipple. But I don't know how to bring it back up. But Cameron segued into it. So I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
This is an internet comment.
Go for it.
So take it for what it's worth.
Okay.
And I'm not going to read the guy's name because I don't know it.
Just read it.
Where was this commented on?
A website.
Okay.
Imagine.
You might as well just get into it.
You can't impose cultural change onto a society. It has to come through natural progression. Women, if they really want that, free the nipple, for example, need to take their tits out in public and break the cultural norms of society in that way. Protesting or forcing people to change their minds through direct action is ridiculous.
So we need to lead a protest of just a bunch of naked women.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's what he's saying doesn't work. The direct access doesn't work. Here's the best point is why I pulled this article. When Western society used to force women to cover their legs due to modesty, it was not some feminist movement that changed that. It was the individual women standing up against the cultural norms of the time and daring to show their legs. Eventually, society got over it and just ignored it. It's still beyond ridiculous as women are always going on about objectification of women and then to come out and complain that breasts are not sexual. Women do not decide what men find sexually attractive.
I think they're very sexual.
Men find legs and breasts attractive, and no amount of feminist activism is ever going to change that, as it's not a cultural phenomenon, but a natural sexual desire that is actually the core of the continuation of the human race. I thought that was a really cool point.
No, I agree.
I would agree. Because, like, he said the thing with the legs, like, obviously, men find legs sexual because they like girls wearing mini skirts.
That's the best metaphor for me. That's true.
I think even though because they're sexual, that doesn't mean that other cultures are more desensitized to it. Like, they may be sexually attracted to that boob still, but they're not, like Cameron said, like all the Americans turned.
Yeah.
The Europeans are just used to that. Yeah. They may look and go, oh, that's an attractive boob, but they're not like...
Right, yeah. It's just me after like all the thong booties after a week of staring.
Yeah,
at them.
Cameron got desensitized after a week. I feel sad for you, man.
I mean, I still. I mean, if
he did just spend the entire last segment looking at naked Snapchat.
Exactly. So like, I mean, nothing. Like,
he hasn't changed a lot.
Not too much has changed, but it quickly goes back. You know.
Yeah.
You need constant nudity around before you're. I mean, that's why I'm sure porn stars don't get as excited.
That's
by
a great
naked,
point.
By
great
nakedness,
point. You get desensitized to it. It's the same type of thing. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great point. If people want to free the nipple, you got to start freeing the nipples. That's what you got to do.
Well, I mean, for a while, there was the movement with, like, the women who wanted to breastfeed, like, just go out and breastfeed, and they make t-shirts and all sorts of different, or like the
and I
children
think,
have little caps that look like a nipple, so even though they're covered up,
well, and I do think that that's part of what this is, because they did, women now go out and breastfeed in public much more often than they did. It's still not that prevalent, but they do it.
I think that was something that, like when I was old enough to realize that that was a quote problem, I'd always like been around that in some forms. So, like, that was never a problem to me. Like, I was like, why are people bugging out about this? Like,
it's I mean, particularly in summer, like, it's so much more difficult to, like, try and put a blanket over you and the baby, and the baby's more or less suffocating.
And breastfeeding is only taboo because of the breast. Like, if free the nipple or whatever you call it was a thing and boobs became less sensitive than they are now, breastfeeding wouldn't even be an issue. Because if you're shopping for groceries without a top on, then you can breastfeed and it be less weird.
Right.
It's that type of idea.
Yeah.
I just, and I wish that that could be trumpeted to all the women who are complaining about censorship. Like, if you got to fight it, you got to fight it.
Well, I think it's also just because there's so many angles with it too. Like, people are taking in their own direction. It's not like it's straightforward.
Yeah. Well, my point
when it goes back to like feminism, and they have all sorts of other things when it comes
neither of you are saying free the nipple at all. And I think that that's right, because you're not showing your boobs everywhere. The opposite of that are the people on Instagram who are saying free the nipple, but they won't free their own nipples.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I mean, if you do it, that's great. I mean, if you don't, whatever.
To each their own. But you can't say it and then not do it. You can't say, I'm going to show my legs to anyone I want while you're wearing long pants.
Can't become a welcher?
Yeah. You can't welch, Katrina.
Can't be a Katrina.
That's right. I'm going to put that picture up right next to that one.
Start making a little collage on
it. Hashtag free the nipples.
I'm going to do
that.
I would love to hashtag free the nipple, but like, once again, I've got this like really tiny thing dangling between my legs that makes me think that like...
Hashtag free the Johnson?
Yeah. I've got to stay out of... Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I'm pro... Ladies, do what you want.
I'm pro,
but
anyone do what they want.
I'm not going to tell you what to do.
As long as you're not hurting anybody, do anything you want, period.
Go for it.
It's
yeah.
Like, that's my opinion.
America.
Yeah. America.
Take your tits out. I don't care. Yeah. I will care at first, because I'll be like,
yeah. We'll be like, titties. Yeah. But then after a week, we'll be like, God, can we get some fresh tits around here?
It's like going to Las Vegas and going to a Hooters. One place... Las Vegas does not need Hooters. You need a place called Flats where you can get away from tits for a while.
That's right. You need a place to cool down. Oh, that's what wives are for.
Man, let's just go. Katrina.
You will be a wife soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
8 months.
8 months.
Yep.
8 Mile. Hey, play the song.
8 months. Eight mile.
This is what she should
Katrina,
walk down
she's
the aisle
be a wifey.
To. I really want her to walk down the aisle to this song.
We got a party crash. Just hold it over a boombox.
That will not happen.
It's going to be in Kansas, though, right?
Yep.
I will have the opportunity. Yeah. Gonna hold a boombox right over my head.
Walking down the aisle.
That wasn't enough.
With dreads?
Walking down the aisle in a dress and shit.
Yeah. We gotta get Tony P in here.
Yeah, Tony P could do this. Riding in the backseat of my taxi with some women that I'm driving to this house of, saying it like this makes it rhyme.
Yeah. He could rhyme N-word with N-word.
That is totally how he rhymes.
That's what it is.
Saying it makes it rhyme.
That's my Tony P impression. It's spot on.
And then his things are always about the most random shit.
Every time there's a cop, and like, we were watching The Wire. And a lot of times the cops will pull up, you know, to this bad neighborhood, and they'll do the sirens. And every single time I'll go, whoop, whoop, the noise you hear when it's time to run, which is a classic Tony P line.
Because he's never, ever been chased by the cops.
I believe the full line is, whoop, whoop, that's the noise you hear when it's time to run, running from the house that we were already fucking up, though.
Oh.
Gangster.
Don't know what that means.
That's some real thug shit right there.
That's what he says, and... You know, he thinks
one time in high school, the cops came to a house party for noise complaint, and he's like, running from the cops, man. I'm such an outlaw.
Pigs know me by name, yo. Gotta get out of here.
I think Cameron won't remember. This is one
time. Two strikes.
One time I got busted at a house party, and the cops came. Cameron shoved me into a bedroom.
Yeah.
What?
Because you were underage.
I was.
We had to hide her from the popo.
I forget you two have a history.
He doesn't remember it, though.
Of course not. You're not beautiful enough for him.
I know. I really wasn't. He was way out of my league.
He's like, get this fugly woman out of here. Get in that closet. There's a girl over here I'm trying to get with.
I swear we'll get you out in a bit. Just get in this closet real quick.
Stay in this closet. All right, now I'm going to punt down the redheads.
It's horribly true. Like, there's this girl. Like, she came up to my car window one morning before I was going to work. And she's like, hey, my car, I can't get it to start. Can I get a ride to work? And I was like, sure, yeah, come on in. Okay, where do you work? And it was just like down the street. And I was like, what's your name? She's like, oh, my name's something, something. We've actually met a couple of times. I was like, oh, cool. I'm Cameron again. I'm sure you remember, though, I guess. But like the problem
is. He's such a jerk, isn't he?
Yeah, I am. I'm a huge dick because the problem is like I won't remember a girl's name right away unless I have a sexual interest in her. How, like, that's horrible. That's,
I mean, at least you admit it. Yeah. I mean, that
true.
Counts
like,
for
I'll,
something.
I'll be honest about it, but like, that's not okay.
You should see me and Cameron in like my office.
I really have a hard time
trying to recall people's names that we're working with at that moment. And we're both like, oh, this guy. And we probably sit there and look at each other and start saying names like John, James, Joseph. Jeff?
That's where you just described
him. Oh, his name was Scotty. That was it. We finally just, like, go to Facebook and find out.
Yeah, we had that moment today, actually. We spent like 40 seconds trying to figure it out. Then the second you looked it up and found it, we said the name both at the same time. Oh, that's right. This guy.
We're terrible at remembering names. Like, we had a guy come in here who wanted to work with us that we interviewed for like an hour and a half, and we both couldn't remember his name.
Oh, right.
We're really bad at it.
He's coming in for an interview, by the way.
Oh, we should remember his name, probably.
But he's doing a show.
Yeah, he's going to do a show now.
Yeah, as long as Cameron remembers him once.
You know, I got it now.
We're in the room. We're good. Yeah, we're bad at names.
That's awful.
Yeah, we're really bad at it.
We own a business.
What you need to do is bring in a third person and be like, hey, I don't know if you met so-and-so. Here's so-and-so. And then expect him to say his own name. And, you know, that person.
I just say man a lot. Like, hey, how you doing, man? You know, that type of thing.
Good cover-ups. You know,
what's up, dude?
I've been willing to be more, like, flat out with it. Like, man, I really don't remember your name. Can you help me out here? I'm real dumb.
Yeah.
I'm real dumb.
I really want to go to the next level of... You know, you just have not been important enough to me to remember your name. What's your name again? But I feel like that's dicky. It's better to be like, hey,
I'm bad with names.
Can you tell
me? In reality, I just don't remember you.
My care level is so low.
You just didn't make an impact
on
my life.
I often will tell people, I meet so many people in a day, which also like is like a ego pump up. But like... I also like have that second layer of ego pump up where it's like, but it's like so true. I meet like so many people in like a day to where like, how can I remember all these names?
It's so hard.
Everyone's Sarah or Jeff.
There's also this thing that runs in my family where we get names mixed up. Like 9 times out of 10, I'll call my brother Daniel Aaron and I'll call Aaron my Daniel. Like just mix them up all the time. My grandpa during Christmas, now granted he's in his 70s, but my brother Luke, who's 17 now, walked up to him after Christmas dinner and goes, hey, Grandpa, how you doing? He's like, I'm doing good, Seth. And he looked at him and goes, Seth? And he goes, oh, Keith, which is his son. And he goes, I'm not Keith. He goes, who are you?
See, that's what my grandparents always did.
I don't feel so bad because, like, with my mom, like, I mean, she's not, like, crazy old or anything. But she's gone as far to call, like, my brother every name except for the dog.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll call me the dog.
Yeah, my mom will run through every name.
Dan, Cameron, Harper, and Grant.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it runs in my family real bad, and it's starting to get me.
The blonde one.
Yeah.
Me and my sister were always just combined. We were Crate. Chris and Kate, we were Crate.
I like that.
It was always Ketrever.
Ketrever?
Good Trevor.
Yeah, what about your cows getting
attention? That's a little worse, I feel like.
Did your cows get any attention?
No.
No. What was your cow's name again?
I had several. Which one?
Your favorite one.
Steak and Sirloin.
I had Star, Chocolate, Smudge.
Chocolate. I thought Chocolate was Smudge. One, but I was
chocolate.
Like, there's no way she had a cow named Chocolate. That's so racist. I'm not going to say that it was Chocolate, but you do. You had a cow
Black
named
Beauty.
Chocolate. That's somebody who follows on Snapchat. Black Beauties.
It's true.
And I'm like, why are you following Black Beauties? You're not even into Black Beauties. Like, diversity is what he told me.
It's true. It's so true. I didn't follow it up with, no, I like black girls. I just like...
Diversity.
I just don't date a lot of black girls. It's mainly because their egos tend to be slightly higher than my own.
This is sass.
I can't believe
I don't know how I'm gonna fit this in here. I don't know how I'm gonna fit this in here.
We're getting really close to that racist mark, I think.
That's what happens, man. I'm just explaining the facts.
Okay.
You know?
We're playing in a world of reality.
No. It's what it is. Yeah. Anyway. Well, technically we should break in 30 seconds.
Nah.
So, any last words, Katrina? Do you want to talk about or anything?
No, but I would like to mention that we didn't get Mark to sign the board.
Oh, we should have had Mark sign the
true,
board.
True, and I did bring it up, I believe.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. Remember so that. You definitely didn't happen.
So you didn't do it.
Do you remember who Mark is?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's him. That's him. He'll remember that
I really
that
wish
forever.
He was listening right now, which I highly doubt, but it'd be great if he was.
Well, you know, if someone would sign up for the website.
Honestly,
you know,
that's probably the only reason I remembered his name so fast.
Yeah.
Because I saw his penis. He's got an R on his dick. I'll never forget this. When are you making little R's?
What if we gave you a...
from now?
We should make you a Rolodex of people's privates and see if you could just remember them.
That would be so awesome.
It'd be great.
Or we could do like a guessing game. Like, who is this? Oh, that's Julie, probably.
Oh, we could get like 10 women that you've met and just take pictures of their boobs, put them on flashcards, and then have you guess
who's
boobs.
He's getting so psyched
for this. Put the boobs on the card.
You think we can find 10 people to do
no.
that?
No.
No.
I free the nipples.
Would either of you be willing?
Nope.
No.
I might not get it right.
Sorry, I've exhausted all of my options. It's all on you now.
You're too.
I'm going to Twitter.
Well, technically, if you use the picture that you already have.
Well, yeah, I have pictures of both of you.
I would let you use that.
Oh, really? We got one. We got one. Chris?
Nope.
Still not. I'll put Chris in there.
You can give him one of Shay.
Oh, I could do Shay. Yeah.
Oh.
I could show Shay.
Yeah, we have those.
Who else do I have in my collection that you know though? Is that
I think that's it.
No. You got Baby J.
I could do Baby J. Those are gonna be real low res though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's probably it. Well, anyway, we'd probably take a break.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So we can come back and end the show. But anyway, hashtag free the nipple and whatever. New from Matt and Kim. This is actually the recorded from Cameron at the beach. All the butts. That's what that was right there. That's all he saw. Well, anyway, welcome back to On the Internet. It's a show that's on the internet, and we have 3 minutes left.
We actually have time.
I know.
Say, that's so much time.
We could actually talk about like the
stuff.
Next episode and stuff.
Next episode.
Do we have any topics for next week already planned?
Of course we do.
What date is next episode? Me caveman.
It is the 22nd. No, 23rd. Whoa, that was backwards. 21st.
22nd.
It's the 21st.
But the episode's actually the 22nd. Like,
okay,
it's
yes.
The 15th is this
I was right
episode.
Right the first time.
22nd. Nothing big happens on January 22nd, does it?
No. We've got Martin Luther King Day on Monday.
That's
I've got
true.
Class on Tuesday. And that's it.
All right, well... Nothing real exciting then, huh?
No.
Nope.
No.
Are well, there any more award shows coming up?
Yes.
Well, all of them are coming up, but I don't think
but before
next
the
week,
next
no.
episode.
No.
Did that music one ever air? The one that we
no,
went through
not
and
yet.
Did?
That's not out yet.
Then why did we do that? That was such
I don't know.
So
it
stupid.
Felt like it was so early.
We should have done it sooner.
Why?
Closer to the actual
We should have done the Golden Globes and crap.
I don't know how I missed that.
I don't either.
It's crazy.
Don't.
You failed.
I don't know.
But, yeah. Oh, Colby's coming up this weekend, so I might have some stuff to talk about with that.
Colby.
Why are you hating on Colby, man?
I just do.
Because he's a clown.
Should we bring him in here sometime and let him do a
no.
show with us?
Remember that time she got really mad?
Right?
Hey, he might move here.
Bullshit.
You know what he told me?
Bullshit.
He told me, and I quote, I implanted the seed of moving to Manhattan in my parents. As in, his parents move here, and he moves here with them.
Oh, goodness gracious. He told me last time that Bash was going to move here, so he was definitely going to move here. And I said, Colby, I don't believe you. And he was like, no, I'm serious. And I was like, Colby, I have no faith.
Bash is...
I was working over Bash for a while.
Yeah, they're both really motivated until they actually go back to Wichita, and then they lose all motivation. But, like, on the Colby and Bash, real quick, because we got, like, 30 seconds. Colby and Bash, this week, he was talking about how he had just, like, basically pissed away 3 years of his life, And then he's just like, ha ha, that's funny. And then they just moved on to another topic. Like, it was just not even significant.
It's not so, to them.
But how old is so Dash?
22, right around that age. Same age as Colby and Chris. But regardless, this is the show. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday live, 8 o'clock Central Time. So be sure to check that out. Mm-hmm. And there's no excuse for not watching live.
None.
So there's none.
Nope.
No excuse.
Not at all.
Whatsoever. If you don't listen live, then you know who you're like? You're like Matthew, because Matthew doesn't listen live.
Yeah, because he promised Shay he'd watch a movie.
That's right. He's a jerk. He's a giant jerkweed. So, yeah, we'll see you then. And, yeah, I guess goodbye, right, Katrina?
Yep, see you next week.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time. On the Internet, logging out now. Goodbye.